This is PodTech News on Tuesday, August 1st. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. In a press conference in New York this morning, IBM, the world's largest technology services company, announced five new business servers based on a new version of the Opteron microprocessor from Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD. IBM said the new servers will give businesses the kind of computing power that used to be available only to large corporations and universities. Susan Whitney, General Manager, IBM X Systems, in an excerpt from the press conference.
In today's world, with the introduction of multi-core technologies, systems design becomes paramount. You have to have the right blend between processors, memory, and I.O. If you don't, what happens is you just wait faster. And what you're going to see today leverages AMD's Opteron technology and marries it with IBM's Enterprise X architecture.
PodTech News talked with Tom Bradich, CTO for IBM Systems Group, about the announcement. This announcement comes at a time when AMD's main competitor in the microprocessor market, Intel, has just come out with a new generation of chips and released a new server chip family, the Xeon. Is the Xeon not superior to Opteron in some ways, or is it targeting a different market, or how do you sort of resolve Xeon competing with these new servers you've just announced?
That's a good question, and we offer both, as you pointed out. We offer a full product line based on the Intel microprocessor, as well as a full product line based on the AMD microprocessor. We offer the latest ones, you know, from their family of processors as well, and we do not view it as competing. We do view it as complementary, and one way to explain that is to realize that the market for these types of computers, these business computers or servers, is growing. In the computer business, the demand for a small form factor server that is extremely low power is appealing. A demand for a server that's going to actually simulate, for example, an oil drilling event or an oil rig would be a certain type of computer. And then the microprocessor, be it from Intel or be it from AMD, would be chosen to suit that particular need or that particular segment. Specifically, we're seeing that applications that have a very high proclivity or very high demand on the memory subsystem going out to fetch information that it might need, we're seeing AMD systems excel there. If one wants to compute a lot of integer math and do some mathematic or scientific calculations for research or development, we're seeing the Intel microprocessor excel there.
You've said that this new server family is based on existing microprocessor technology from AMD, and IBM emphasized in the press conference that this will help customers protect their initial technology investments. So presumably they're using existing systems and just upgrading them?
Yeah, this is particularly true for the Blade Center, or the Blade server that you and I were just talking about. And what that means is that without having to discard the entire investment in their computer, they can take out a small part called the blade, and it slides out, not unlike a razor blade would slide out from a razor, and then replace it with the latest technology or replace it with a fresh, sharp blade in the analogy here. So we're protecting their investment in the razor, where they can put new computers into the system infrastructure and not have to abandon it, which they have to do with our competitors at this time.
And what's new about the Opteron-based servers?
Oh, there's some really interesting new points here. And I think the most profound one is the fact that, if I give you a quick analogy to understand this, again, back to the auto industry, if you're shopping for an automobile that has very high gas mileage, and you are going to have to sacrifice some other features such as performance, maybe space, as well as some luxury or other type of capabilities. And if you want to buy a very fast car or a luxury sedan or an SUV, you're definitely going to sacrifice miles per gallon or fuel efficiency. That trade-off is very obvious and very prevalent in the automobile market. However, we have completely annihilated or eliminated that trade-off in the computer world, and that's what's new. Because with this family of five new IBM environmental-friendly computer systems, we are able to offer the industry's leading performance, and the AMD microprocessor helps us there, but at the same time, we're able to offer the industry's leading electrical and energy efficiency, meaning it uses less electricity. In the past, one had to trade one off for the other, either take performance or take low electric bills and electricity usage. But today we literally offer both combined. So I would say that is the biggest point in this announcement, is the combination of both of those. No trade-offs are required and no compromises are required.
I wanted to ask you about pricing for these new systems. Will they be priced competitively, and can you give me a range?
Yeah, the prices have not been published yet, but they will be priced competitively, and they have to be in this market, because we are in a competitive industry standard market where it appeals, like I said, to lower businesses and smaller businesses as well as large enterprises. So as a result, they definitely will be priced competitively, because we are in a price elastic market, as we say. One will also achieve cost savings by using these servers. So even though they're paying a competitive price for it, our customers will also see a savings on their electric bill and a savings on their air conditioning bill, because they will emit less heat.
And actually, I do have one more final question, and that has to do with IBM's relationship with AMD. You have a long history of collaborations of various kinds with AMD. Does this signal a closer relationship? Is there any chance that IBM might be considering acquisition of AMD or any kinds of closer kinds of business partnerships?
It does definitely consider a closer relationship, because the relationship is over a decade old, and this is the first time that we are manifesting the relationship in a full family of servers. Now, it is important to point out that we were the first major server company to market with an AMD microprocessor back in 2003, but now we have embellished and added to the server family line. So it is a manifestation of a relationship at many, many levels, the chip technology level, the systems architecture level, and as well as at a business level.
That was Tom Bradich, CTO for IBM Systems Group, talking with me about IBM's announcement today. It will begin shipping 5 new Opteron-based servers starting in the third quarter of this year. This is PodTech News.